Well, here we are with Phil Mustard after the game at Cardiff against Glamorgan. Shows the fine lines in T20, doesn't it? One ball fewer in the game and it would have been abandoned as a no result. Pereira takes a wicket off the last ball with the fifth over. You come off and you steal the game by 5 runs.
Yeah, it was quite a bizarre one, really, because obviously the umpires want to get a game in, and I think that's what they've been taught at the beginning of the 2020, try and get a game in as much as possible. But fortunate for us, we got the game in, and Pereira bowled Rudolph the last ball, and obviously everything was going in their favour. They probably were a little bit negative in the first 5 overs. I think obviously when Donald got out, I thought Rudolph and them didn't really try and score too many runs, but fair play to Pereira and Payne. They came out and adapted the pitch and bowled really, really well. So obviously we got a little bit of luck. Pereira bowled a great yorker, obviously the last ball of the fifth over to put us in a great position, and obviously the rain's coming to our four here, but if the rain didn't come, I think it could have been a great game.
In terms of the table as a whole, though, it's a big impact for you, isn't it? Because you had ground to make up and that's a step towards it.
Yeah, I think we were looking at the fixtures last week. These two games are going to be crucial. Obviously, we've had two disappointments. And obviously, 2020 is all about momentum. So, obviously, we've got a decent victory. We've got a victory today. So, hopefully, we can take that momentum in tomorrow then. Then tomorrow's a massive game. Obviously, there's a full house town in Gloucester. And I think, obviously, we put in a really good performance tomorrow. That'll put us right in the mix.
I'll come to Somerset in a minute, but out of the 150 for 9 tonight, your share was 57. The supporters would have loved to have seen the team just stay a bit longer, because there were still, I think, at least 7 overs to go when you got out.
Yeah, I think we've come across Ingram a few times in the last, what, one days in the 2020s, and he's always seemed to do quite well against us. So we went out there with a bit of a plan today to try and be very aggressive at him and try and take him to the barn, because at the end of the day, he is a bit of a part-time spinner, and for someone who is a part-time spinner, he seems to have us in a little bit of trouble. But that was a plan when we were out there. As soon as he comes on, we were looking to try and take him down, but obviously I got out, which wasn't ideal, but we try to be aggressive, and that's the sort of cricket we want to play.
150 for 9, was that below par, did you think?
Yeah, I think we were about 20-25 short, but I think if we're looking at it in detail, I think we had a lot of dots. Obviously, myself and Maxi, we probably just went to run a ball, and in 2020 cricket, it's not really acceptable. So hopefully we can come back out tomorrow night and try and get a few more runs in a few less balls.
The highest scores you've had as a side have been in the sort of 170s. Is that because the wickets aren't those real hard, quick pitches that will give you higher scores than that?
It's quite a tricky question, because the pitches we have played on, a couple of stoppy pitches, which obviously you can't hit straight through the line of the ball. I think the best ones that we played were probably up at Cheltenham, which were really hard wickets, and obviously the ball went the boundary pretty quick as well. So I think yeah, we've had a little over the 2020, we've had quite a bit of rain, and obviously down at Bristol we had the Women's 2020 World Cup, so the grounds hadn't really kept too many wickets available because of the World Cup taking all the pressure. So yeah, we've had a couple of sticky wickets, but hopefully we can adapt to that. We should adapt to it by now, so hopefully we can have a good wicket tomorrow.
So now then, Somerset at home, and the table has Gloucester in fourth place, and the leaders at the top have 12, and you have 10, so suddenly you're right in the mixer again.
Yeah, we are. We are in the mix, but I think there's a lot of people snapping at your heels as well. I think it's very rare you see a 2020 competition come all the way down to probably the last game of the T20 to decide who's going to qualify, because everybody seems to be beating everybody. And obviously 2020, if you get one or two good individual performances, that puts in a very good effort. And I think it's going to come down to probably the last game of the tournament to decide the top four places, but yeah, we put ourselves in a position now, so hopefully we can put in a decent performance tomorrow.
How do you rate the Somerset side?
Be honest, I haven't really sat down too much. It's quite weird because we got a rained off down there, so you haven't really seen how they play 2020. So we'll have a little think about it tomorrow. We'll look who they've got, the bowlers, and then we'll adapt to it then. But yeah, the ball's been a tricky side to play, home or away. So hopefully we can get them on a bit of a bad day tomorrow and put in a good show.
You mentioned about Ingram. They've got Waller, who's also a leg spinner, and Van der Merwe. So spin again could play an important part, couldn't it?
Yeah, I think that's across the board though in the whole 2020 calendar. I think spin is taking a lot of seam to. I think spin is the one that can slow the rate down, but it can also go the distance as well. So if you've got two or three good spinners in your side, then you can probably defend a smaller total. Because obviously, the quicker your ball, the ball flies around every now and then. But you've always got to have the change of paces, and if you get a spinner who can get through one or two quick overs, then it's pretty good.
Lastly from me, you said you wanted to go out and be aggressive tonight with your 57. Will you go out and try and be aggressive tomorrow?
Yeah, I didn't try and be reckless tonight. I knew I didn't really score too many runs in the last couple of games, so I had to be really, really cautious on how I went about things. And obviously, we lost Maxi pretty early as well, so we had to just consolidate a little bit. So that just brought me back into my box a little bit. But it's one of them things. You're always looking to be aggressive, but the pitch today was quite stoppy when they were taking the pace off it. So it wasn't that easy to hit through the line of the ball. There's going to be days where you go run a ball, and there's going to be days where you get 50 off 27 balls. So it's one of them days today where I had to try and get a job done for the team, and obviously paid dividend near the end of it. So it worked pretty well.